This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. 1 Peter 3:15 through 16 has much to say about our sharing our faith with others. The focus of these verses is being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. The third point we find in this portion is a persuasive response to inquiring minds. Dr. Wiest, in his commentary on this book, writes, "The words give an answer are the translation of a Greek word used as a legal term in the courts. It means literally to talk off from, and was used of an attorney who talked his client off from a charge preferred against him. He presented a verbal defense." In the surrounding context of these two verses, you find Peter giving instructions about how to live in the face of persecution and malicious slander. In other words, the ones asking for answers are not friendly inquirers. They are ruthless accusers. They are challenging one's faith. They were threatening one's life. As such attacks come, the tendency might be to fight fire with fire, sword with sword, but that is not how we are to respond. Our reasoned response should be presented with gentleness and respect. The word gentleness or meekness is described as follows in the Wycliffe Bible Encyclopedia. It does not include timidity. Meekness does not mean weakness. Rather, it suggests controlled and bridled strength. Other adjectives describing this quality are considerate, unassuming, courteous, and humble. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2:25, "When opposed, we should gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth."